Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and I am back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. The concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Before we get started today, we must thank our sponsors, the Newport Music Festival, with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks! Today, we're going to hear music from four guys who went from a piano store in southern Utah to a popular music group that combines classical, pop, film score, and original music. We will be talking about and listening to The Piano Guys. I love The Piano Guys, and they have been such a great group to help introduce the young and old into classical music. We say music in the arts is everywhere, and this is just another example of how music of all formats can connect us all together. This will be fun. Let's get started. The Piano Guys is an American musical group consisting of pianist John Schmidt, cellist Stephen Sharp Nelson, videographer Paul Anderson, and music producer Al Vanderbeek. It all started in a piano store in a little southern Utah town called St. George, where Paul Anderson, the store's owner, was looking for a new, unconventional way to market pianos. The name of the piano store? The Piano Guys. The group gained popularity through YouTube, where in 2011, they began posting piano and cello compositions, combining classical, pop, film, score, and original music. And as of March of 2020, the group had surpassed 2 billion views on their YouTube channel and had 6.7 million subscribers. Here's one of my favorites off their The Piano Guys album called The Cello Song. Thank you. The Piano Guys are known for their mashups. And for you that don't know what a mashup is, it's when you take two songs and you combine them together. So the next song we're going to listen to is, it's two songs. One called Ants Marching by the Dave Matthews Band and Ode to Joy by Beethoven. As you can tell, the Piano Guys have a lot of fun making their music, which is one of the key elements when you want to play music, for any of us who are musicians. The Piano Guys use piano, cello, they also use a lot of other different instruments, but they'll play the piano by playing a piano like you would normally see, but also by plucking on the strings inside the piano. They've taken a lot of popular songs and made them into their own style of classical music. And as I mentioned in the beginning, they also do a lot of film music. And here's one that I think you'll enjoy, Lord of the Rings, from the Piano Guys 2 album. Thank you. Piano Guys have many albums. Some of the ones we're playing today are called Wonders, The Piano Guys, The Piano Guys 2, Limitless, So Far, So Good, and a bunch of others. If you really want to get into classical music and are trying to transition from listening to pop music or film music, The Piano Guys are a great group to do that with. One of the first songs that I listened to from The Piano Guys that they did so well, and it's a very popular classical piece called Canon in D. They just make it fun with a new twist. Let's listen to Canon in D by The Piano Guys. Piano Guys also have a lot of holiday albums, and they do holiday music extremely well. It's so beautiful to listen to during the holiday season, so maybe at another time we'll check that out too. The Piano Guys, like I said before, will use piano, cello, and a lot of other instruments. One instrument they use is an electric cello. If you go to the Piano Guys Wonders album and look at the front cover, you can see it there leaning against the piano. Have your parents show you that. It's a pretty cool looking instrument and it has a great sound to it. So let's listen to a song that was made popular by Taylor Swift, played by the Piano Guys, called Love Story.
Thank you.
Here's another one by the Piano Guys off their album Limitless that was released in 2018 that I thought you might like. The title of this is called Miracles. As I was saying at the beginning of our last segment, the Piano Guys are a great way to introduce your friends and family and people at work to classical music. Those who might say, classical music is boring, or I don't understand it, it's too complicated. The Piano Guys make it really simple and really easy, and they have a great sound to it, and they have a lot of fun. You can even play them this next one called Kung Fu Piano, Cello Ascends. This is from the Piano Guys Wonders album. All right, let's try another fun one. Let's go to something that's a little bit more hometown with the composer of this next piece is someone from this area named John Williams. Let's listen to the Piano Guys play the Jurassic Park theme. Thank you. The Piano Guys are always touring, and you should go see them as soon as you get the chance, and they might be in the Providence or the Boston, Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. It's a great concert for the whole family to go to, and they might even play this next one, which is kind of a fun piece. It's the Batman Evolution. That was music to make you feel good. And that's it for another week of WCRI's Kids Hour, but we want to once again thank our sponsors, the Newport Music Festival, with the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks! Next time, I'll be back here once again with Artistic Director from the Newport Music Festival, Trevor Neal, and we're excited to see what he might bring us. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!